Joining me here on the big show this morning is a guy who's number 23 in your programs, but number one in our hearts. It's Chase Beckham. Chase, how you doing, man?
Doing good. How are you, man?
Good. See what I did there? You know, number 23 and number one.
I love that. That's great.
Hey, you can use it. Coined by Ian.
Yeah, perfect.
So you're checking in with us here from Nashville. What's going on down there?
Oh, nothing much, man. Just resting up, getting ready to, you know, head on up and get out there and come play some shows up in Canada. We're really looking forward to this run. And yeah, it's nice to have a couple days before the storm. So
kicking off this weekend. As a matter of fact, you're going to be there kicking things off in London, Ontario. Then you're making your way to Kitchener, Ottawa, then Montreal, Halifax, and wrapping up in Moncton, New Brunswick on February 9th. So you've toured Canada before, eh, Chase?
I've been touring Canada, I think, for about the last 2 years or the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So this is we've been coming up quite a bit, and yeah, our first time coming up, we were opening up for Luke Combs, and we got to open up for some of the most incredible audiences, and that's really what has driven us to keep on coming back up to Canada every year, is just, you know, the enthusiasm we get from the crowd, and, you know, every show that we play, we really feel the energy from all the fans up there, so we've made it a place that we tried to come back to every year, and really looking forward to bringing this tour up there.
Right on. And have you ever had our Canadian poutine and donairs while you were here?
Oh yeah, yes sir. I think I've tried every every little Canadian delicacy. I've been exposed to all of it a few times.
Are you practicing your A's? Like we say A a lot up here, eh?
Oh no, I feel like if I do that I might offend somebody.
Hey, you can never offend a Canadian, eh? Joining me here on the big show this morning is a guy who's number 23 in your programs, but number one in our hearts. It's Chase Beckham. Chase, how you doing, man?
Doing good. How are you, man?
Good. See what I did there? You know, number 23 and number one.
I love that. That's great.
Hey, you can use it. Coined by Ian.
Yeah, perfect.
So you're checking in with us here from Nashville. What's going on down there?
Oh, nothing much, man. Just resting up, getting ready to, you know, head on up and get out there and come play some shows up in Canada. We're really looking forward to this run. And it's nice to have a couple days before the storm. So
kicking off this weekend. As a matter of fact, you're going to be there kicking things off in London, Ontario. Then you're making your way to Kitchener, Ottawa, then Montreal, Halifax, and wrapping up in Moncton, New Brunswick on February 9th. So you've toured Canada before, eh, Chase?
I've been touring Canada, I think, for about the last 2 years or the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So this is we've been coming up quite a bit, and yeah, our first time coming up, we were opening up for Luke Combs, and we got to open up for some of the most incredible audiences, and that's really what has driven us to keep on coming back up to Canada every year, is just, you know, the enthusiasm we get from the crowd, and, you know, every show that we play, we really feel the energy from all the fans up there, so we've made it a place that we tried to come back to every year, and really looking forward to bringing this tour up there.
Right on. And have you ever had our Canadian poutine and donairs while you were here?
Oh yeah, yes sir. I think I've tried every every little Canadian delicacy. I've been exposed to all of it a few times.
Are you practicing your A's? Like we say A a lot up here, eh?
Oh no, I feel like if I do that I might offend somebody.
Hey, you can never offend a Canadian, eh? Once you're done your Canadian tour, you're going to be heading over to Europe. And look at what you got, man, a busy plate there. You've got Germany, Denmark, Sweden, London, Belfast, Ireland. And, man, it's going to be a busy stretch for you.
Yeah, it's we're starting the year off pretty quick. You know, usually we have January off and February off, but we decided, you know, who needs those 2 months of rest? We're just going to go to Canada and Europe. And go tour as much as we can. And last year we got to start off in Australia. Mm-hmm. So that was incredible. And, you know, this year we're getting to start up with you guys and then go over to Europe and go play, you know, all those shows out there. And mm-hmm. I've never been, so it's just crazy, you know, getting to play music and tour the world. And, you know, still the kid in me just can't believe that any of this is happening.
It's just so great to follow your success. It's kind of like a paid vacation, right?
Yeah, it's in some senses, if you look out the window.
We're in conversation here today with Chase Beckham, the guy who brought us that big song, 23. And Gareth, he's going to be joining on tour. Tell us a little bit about Gareth if people don't know about him.
Yeah, Gareth is an incredible singer-songwriter from Ireland. And he's been blowing up lately and posting all of his covers and his originals on Instagram and on streaming platforms. And yeah, he's just a phenomenal artist, and awesome to see him breaking into the scene and with the music that he's doing. So we're really excited to have him opening up for us and hopefully getting just put out really good quality music for the fans up there. So Gareth, he's awesome. If y'all haven't listened to him yet, go listen to him. He's got a bunch of his original stuff, and I guarantee you he's covered one of the songs that you already love. So definitely go give him a listen and get ready to see him.
So you have your Canadian tour that's kicking off here, and we here in Canada hold a special place in your heart as your song 23 hit number one here in Canada before it went number one in the U.S. So that's pretty cool, eh?
Yeah, I mean, that's I was talking about this the other day, and that's not the normal program, you know, so it's awesome that that you guys jumped on it so fast, and we got to use that against the American radio stations. Like, listen, Canada already made this number one.
Yeah.
So it's awesome, the support that we've got, and just the support that I've felt from everybody up there has been incredible. So definitely a big part of the reason that pushed that needle to get that song number one in the U.S. as well. So just so grateful for that, and like I said, that's not the normal program. Usually it's vice versa, but I feel like it's pretty awesome to have that love and support.
Sweet. So the song 23, your biggie there, pretty much a song about your earlier years, huh?
Kind of. It starts off when I was a little boy all the way up until I was about to be 24. So it's all stuff from my life, and nothing's fabricated or anything like that. It's a story that I sat down and wrote about what I've been through and where I was at whenever I was at that age. And it's very much a time capsule for me to go back and sing that song and put myself right back where I was 6 years ago. So it's just awesome just to have that and to see the great success that it's had. I never in a million years would have thought that that people were connected to that song so much, but it's just a story about my life and about my struggles at the time.
What do you say we play it? That sound like a deal here, Chase?
Yeah, I'm game. If you want to play it, if you think they want to hear it, you can play it.
Yeah, we want to hear it. So let me get you to introduce this.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Chase Beckham, and here's my song, 23.
We're chatting here today with Chase Beckham, the guy that brought us that big song, 23. And last fall, Chase, you played the Grand Ole Opry. So what was that like for a 28-year-old from California to do that?
It's an honor for them to let me come and sing in there, and also just to share some of my favorite country songs that I grew up on and some of the stuff that I haven't released. It's one of my favorite stages to try out that kind of material. So it's just incredible. I'm so grateful for the Opry and the folks over there who've consistently invited me to keep on coming back and playing.
And speaking of growing up, who were some of your Nashville country music idols?
Tim McGraw, Brad Paisley, guys like that. Just like all-time country idols, probably going to be guys like Johnny Cash and George Jones and George Strait, Alan Jackson, Johnny Paycheck, Bern Goss, and I could go on for a long time. You taught me whatever.
An impressive list, man, I got to tell you, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of stuff that I can, consume and listen to all the time, and it reminds every country song has a different memory for me that it reminds me of something from the past or a memory that I have, so I could sit and listen to those guys all day.
Your new song, Everything I Need, tell us about that one, Chase.
Yeah, Everything I Need is my new record right now on country radio. It's off my debut album, Bad For Me. And we wrote this song. We opened up for Luke Bryan on the farm tour, and I had some buddies that were out riding with me on my bus. And we got to talking about how we didn't have any happy songs on the record, and we needed to try to shape up something that wasn't so, painful. So we wrote Everything I Need, which was inspired by songs like It's a Great Day to Be Alive or Where the Green Grass Grows or Just Another Day in Paradise. Like, those songs were really the influence on Everything I Need. And we wanted to create something that just said, you know, let's appreciate the people and the things that we have, and everything doesn't have to be perfect or brand new. And if it's broke, we can fix it. And it's just having that kind of a perspective and that kind of an attitude towards your everyday life.
Okay, we're going to wrap things up here today with Chase Beckham. Play a little Hot Fire. So some short snappers for you, Chase. Your favorite color?
Favorite color, blue.
Favorite movie of all time?
Gonna go Public Enemy number one, Johnny Depp.
Okay. Favorite TV show?
Ooh, these are hard. I'm bad at favorites. Favorite TV show? Let's go the Yellowstone and all the spinoffs that they have as well.
Oh, yeah.
23 and the 18s, and yeah, all that's great.
Love them. A couple of easy ones here. Favorite food?
Double cheeseburger from McDonald's.
And finally, my staple question here, what's your favorite NHL team?
Ooh, you know, I got to say the Preds. I'm out here, and I go to the Preds game, and we just went the other day when we played Chicago, and I may have had one too many Chardonnays and was swinging that flag around pretty hard. So, yeah, we had a ride there. I got to go with my Preds.
Go Preds, go. Okay, Chase, thanks for joining us here today. We're looking forward to seeing you here for the Bad for Me tour coming to Canada, and we wish you continued success, and we'll see you when you get here, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time, and I can't wait to see you all.